So welcome back to another episode of the Fever 20 News Show podcast. Today we are talking about some very, very important topics, and we're just going to be talking about some general updates and stories that occurred this week in the world of Fever 20. So we've got some good news in terms of new faces. There is more coming, and I guess it's never a right time to start a career mode this year. Unbelievable. If you were waiting to start a new career mode to have all the new faces and stuff, you're better off starting when Fever 21 comes out, because I don't know when this is going to end. Like, they need to find a system where new faces can get into the current career modes. That would be nice. But going back to the topic, we are getting some new faces on February the 12th. EA Sports Football, the Twitter account, put out a tweet. "You have never shouted such a real goyah." I don't know what that is. It's translated, so bear with me. "Check out how the scanning of the players from Pumas," which I believe is a club from Mexico, "for FIFA 20 and play with them from February the 12th. So that's pretty much saying that there's going to be another face update on the 12th of February. And on that tweet, they also attached a trailer where the players were in the booth. I think I saw the manager in there, and obviously there's a pretty much most of the squad getting scanned there in this trailer. But I think at the moment in FIFA 20, there's about five players with real faces from the Pumas team. So there's going to be more than five by the time the DLC comes out. But of course, there's going to be people questioning, like, what about clubs in Europe and stuff like that? But the only explanation I can think of is that maybe in terms of marketing, you know, having real faces in that region for clubs and partnering up with clubs in that region is probably going to sell more copies of the game in those regions. In another bit of interesting news, there's going to be some new Adidas things coming to the game really soon. Adidas UK put out an advertisement clip. This is basically introducing their new Predator boots, the 2020 edition, I think they're called. And I used to have those Predators back in 2008. And I had the gold ones as well, I think the 06 ones. I had a few Predators in my time. But yeah, these ones are the new ones, and they did like an ad. And in the ad, it features players like Pogba and stuff. But they also had a FIFA 20 clip where Dele Alli had the new boots in the game. And basically, he's got the new boots. And there's also the final ball for the 2020 Champions League. I believe that is the final ball. And we don't have that in the game as well. So because it's in the advertisement, because it's in like FIFA 20 inside the advertisement, I'm guessing that in the future, we're going to get an update where they're going to introduce the new 2020 final ball for the Champions League, which is what they usually do anyway. And then obviously we're going to get the boot pack probably with the new Predators in the game as well. So basically what you saw on your screen is probably coming to FIFA 20 really soon. Now last week was a pretty big week in terms of FIFA 20 updates. So just to recap it, title update number 10 came out for the consoles last week. And it's basically what you need to download if you want to play online at the moment. And it brought in a few career mode things and just general fixes to other areas of the game. And then PC had its own little update as well. So title update number 11, it wasn't a big one, but it just fixed a visual issue where there was like pack probabilities not displaying properly or something. So they fixed that one. And obviously there was new faces that came out on the consoles as well. The PSG faces, the Roma faces from title update number 10. And then there was a few squad updates as well. The 22nd of January and the 24th of January. I covered both of those. But it brings in new transfers to the game as well. So EA is updating the transfers with every squad update, which is good to see. And they've also updated some player stats and added in some players as well. So these are things that, you know, I cover on the channel every week. So if you don't want to miss anything, there's always going to be videos on those kinds of things. This week, they also added in an SBC for Player Moments Leroy Sané. This one has no time limit, so you can do it whenever you want to. It's non-repeatable. It's currently going for about 512,000 coins on the PlayStation if you were to do it from scratch. And it's got 33 thumbs up, 67% thumbs down on the Footbin website. So let's take a look at some of the requirements. So you need a team of German players, 84 overall, 75 chem. Man City, 85 overall, 70 chem. An 87 rated squad and also a Premier League squad. And you can see why that's going to cost 500k right there. There was also a new League One Player of the Month SBC. This one was for Ben Yedder. And this one has its own controversy. We will talk about that soon. But for now, I'm just going to talk about the SBC. This one's going for about 617,000 coins on the PlayStation. It's got 15% thumbs up, 85% thumbs down. I think that's got to do with the controversy as well. Let's take a look at the requirements. So at least EA made the rewards tradable for most of these SBCs. I remember last week there was complaints about the David Luiz one. And yeah, you have to exchange a squad featuring players from France, 84 rated. League 1, 85 rated. Also 86 rated squad. 85 rated squad again. And then an 87 rated squad there as well. So this one is a very expensive one as well. And I can't afford it as usual, but I'm just waiting for EA to do another one of those Vardy SBCs where it was like 15k and you got a Player of the Month card. That would be nice. Alright, so I think it's time to talk about one of the biggest stories that came out this week. and it was EA and the Ben Yedder SBC mistake. I mentioned earlier that they had a bit of a controversial thing with the SBC, and now it's time to talk about it. Obviously, most of you guys probably know what happened by now, but we're going to go over it. Twitter did a nice summary for me, so I don't have to think too much. We're just going to take a look at what Twitter put together, and it says, FIFA takes down an Ultimate Team reward after release. An SBC for Monaco's Ben Yedder was removed after its release. EA Sports said it was because it had incorrect requirements set, and they would look to return partially completed squads. Some players had already completed the set, while others were unhappy with the change. So it all started when EA put out a tweet, the League One Player of the Month we've all been waiting for, FIFA 20's Ben Yedder. So then afterwards it was revealed that there was some sort of glitch with this SBC or something. I don't really know too much, I'm just going by what the tweets say. So FIFA 20 Mistakes said, number 65, EA released a Ben Yedder Player of the Month, and it requires a few squads, one being an 86. There is a glitch which allows it to be an 80 rated. Go do it now before they fix it. So basically there was this glitch where it was like an 80 rated squad or something you could submit and it would get accepted, obviously bringing down the cost of the SBC. So I think that makes sense. And obviously a lot of people picked up on this and started doing it, and EA obviously caught on as well. I think it took EA about 27 minutes to take the SBC down after the error was found, but a few people did complete this SBC. I think Ben Ray put out a thing that said, thanks for screwing up EA, 1.5 million. And I think he packed an icon, probably from one of the rewards or something. And I think the people that completed the SBC got to keep the card. I'm not sure, but I think it was only the people that were partially completed that got their cards back or something. I'm not 100% sure on that one, but. And then they said, EA FIFA Direct said, hey folks, the League One Player of the Month SBC had incorrect requirements set, and we have taken it down. The SBC will return with the correct requirements at a later time. For those who have partially completed it, we're looking into it and we'll post an update here when we can. They followed up by saying, partial progress will not be saved due to updated requirements, so even if you did half of it, it would not be saved. We are currently working on returning the items for players who partially completed the SBC. Stay tuned to this thread for more updates as we have them. Quick update, we're still working on the item return and we'll follow up with more updates tomorrow. And basically, they ended up getting there in the end, and they ended up like fixing the issue, releasing the items back to the people, and also re-releasing the SBC, which is the SBC that you're currently seeing when you log into Ultimate Team. So from what I understand, I think the people that completed it through the glitched period got to keep the card. Some got really good rewards as well when they did the card, and obviously they paid a cheaper price than everyone else that couldn't do it in time or partially did the thing. I think some people were upset because they did it partially, and I think they wanted some sort of free pack or something as an apology from EA, but they only got their cards back, and EA is not going to give you anything for free. But that's basically the situation there. That's everything you needed to know for this Ben Yedder controversy. As you guys know, with the squad update, there was a few transfers that got added and new faces and stuff, and I want to talk about some of the new faces because I want you guys to check them out for yourselves. Keep on the lookout for Jose Mourinho. This guy has got his new face in the game now. For a while it was hidden, but now it's been revealed with the latest squad update. So when you go and versus Spurs in kickoff, or when you go and do transfer negotiations in the career mode and stuff, Mourinho will be around. Also, a surprising one was the Barcelona coach. I think his name is Setien or something. Now this one is surprising because Pez or Konami owns the Barca license, so it's surprising to see them actually adding a manager, like a licensed manager with a real face from Barcelona in FIFA. So I'm not sure what's going on with the licenses, but I'm sure Pez still has the license. But what I'm trying to say is I don't know what specific things EA can or cannot do in terms of Pez deals with clubs. So yeah, I was surprised to hear that Setien does have a real face in the game. It's pretty nice, you know. It's good to see. And yeah, he's available in career mode and stuff when you deal with Barcelona. Now, if you remember last week, I spoke about some hidden faces, and out of the five or six that I mentioned, besides Mourinho and that, there was only one on-field player that went from hidden to actually being in the game now because he got added in with one of the squad updates, and that player is Sabin Marino. He was added in the January 22nd squad update, and because he got added in, he also brought in with him his real face that got updated with title update number 10 for some reason. So apparently there is some hidden faces still in the game for players like Boa from Roma, but until he gets added into the game for a squad update, you're not really going to see his face. Now with the recent updates, apparently there was new boots that got added into FIFA 20 as well. I read somewhere that the blue variant of the Puma Future Flashes are now in the game. Next up is a very important public service announcement. Make sure you are being very, very nice to the EA FIFA Direct account because it is going on a blocking spree. And a few people got blocked by EA FIFA Direct this week. The Twitter account that's supposed to be about FIFA communication has now decided that it needs to block a few people in the community. So Kurt, obviously, it's got to be Kurt, you know, one of them all the time. He goes, who is running this account? I've barely ever tweeted it. And why is an official EA Twitter account blocking people? These incompetent, you know what, have genuinely lost the plot. So Kurt is always going to be a bit harsh when he does tweets, a bit over the top. And then another person here, Donk, says, interesting, very, very interesting. So it says EA FIFA Direct blocked you. So he did get blocked from that company. I think he was giving a opinion that maybe the EA people do not agree with. So he says, best part of this, I was blocked because of my opinions and not abuse. So yeah, he wasn't even abusing, apparently. It was just an opinion. Kind of weird that that page would block people when it's a generic page with no personal attachment. And he says it's Corey that's running the account. So I don't know who it is. I can't really say who it is. But I don't know why they're blocking people. Unless it's something really, really bad, then you can block people. But if they're not abusing you, they're just giving an opinion. It's supposed to be like a mutual account. Like, it shouldn't have anyone behind there getting offended, to be honest. And the EA FIFA Direct account is supposed to be about communicating with people and stuff. And I don't know, someone took it a bit personal, started blocking people, whoever's managing that account. So just be nice, otherwise you will end up on the block list. It's also very important to be nice to Corey as well, otherwise you will get blocked. That's if you're replying to him or following him anyway. But Danny Aarons put out a tweet, and it's basically Corey putting out, good thing we didn't want to pay those agent fees for Haaland. Ha, United fans, dodged a bullet there. And then Danny Aarons replied, a little bit cheeky, now you know how we feel, not getting what we wanted. And he's talking about, like, having a good game or something like that, you know, something about FIFA. And then the end result of that was Corey blocking him. So, got to be nice to Corey, and you got to be nice to EA FIFA Direct if you don't want to end up on the block list. So, over the last few weeks or months, when I've been doing this new show, we've seen numerous occasions where pro players have tweeted at EA. And this week, we have another one of those situations. So, Luis Alberto, who plays for Lazio, is the hero of the week in the FIFA community. He put out a tweet, EA Sports FIFA, EA Sports Spain, I think it's time for you to improve the servers and the game. Unfortunate conditions. And it's good that the pro players complain because they got the biggest followings. And, you know, they have tweets that gain a lot of traction. So this one had like 6,000 likes and over 1,000 retweets. And this was like a couple days ago, so I'm sure it's increased by now. So it looks like we're going to be getting a new kit in the game. This one is going to be for PSG. They did another one of those PSG and Jordan brand collaboration kits, and apparently it's coming to FIFA really soon. So they put out a tweet here. It says, PSG times Jordan, EA Sports FIFA presents our new jersey. Find out on FIFA 20, and they also hashtag Volta in there as well. Now, I'm not sure if this is going to be a Volta exclusive kit. I hope EA doesn't do it like that, but you never know with them. You know, it says coming soon in game in the trailer fine print. But the trailer is all about Volta, the tweet hashtags Volta as well, so I'm not sure if it's going to be exclusive. I guess they're trying to get people to play Volta. I'm not sure a kit is going to do much for the majority of players anyway, but if they make it exclusive, I will be a little bit upset. I want it as part of the grass gameplay as well, if that makes sense. I think in FIFA 19 we had some PSG and Jordan kits as like fourth kits, you know, the white kit, and I think there was a black one as well. So hopefully it's the same thing this year. They added into Volta and also in the normal game as well. That would be nice. Now, I noticed a tweet this week about a new ball added into FIFA 20. I'm not sure if this is correct, but it seems correct, but let me know if I'm wrong. But Matt Gonzalez put out a tweet here that said that the new Mexican League ball for 2020 is already in FIFA 20. And in fact, if you go and play a Mexican League match in FIFA 20, it will come up with this ball, and that appears to be the one that they're using for this season for 2020. So that was a nice little find. Now, I found this information in terms of EA licensing with PSG. Apparently, this was in August, and they did renew the deal until 2024. It says, EA Sports and PSG renew partnership, and it says, this renewal extends the partnership through to 2024, making EA Sports one of the most committed partners for the club from the French capital. Thanks to the new partnership, FIFA 20 will include additional club assets, which will provide players even more realistic content. It also includes the co-creation of digital content and setting up international events throughout the season, as well as during the club's pre-season tour. So we have seen the fourth kit that is featured in this episode, you know, the PSG Jordan kit. And then we also saw new faces come recently with title update 10 as well. So these are the kind of things that you can get out of these partner clubs. Basically, the partner officer at PSG said they're proud to have EA Sports as one of the partners. You know, the game is the best game in the world, blah, blah, blah. And basically, it's all about creating content, digital content, and also adding PSG content into the game. And it's basically, you know, getting the fans to connect with the club as well through video games as well. So partnerships are a big thing in terms of getting new faces in the game as well, and new kits maybe, just like we've seen with the digital kit or the fourth kit that they're adding in to the game really soon. So that's good news. It's going to be a long-term deal until 2024. So FIFA 23 should be okay, and maybe even FIFA 24 if they decide to extend it by then. But anyway, that's all for this week's podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you can leave me a review on iTunes or something, that would be helpful as well. It can boost it up the rankings. And also, if you want to support the content, there is a Patreon, patreon.com/VapexKarma. Any dollar amount does help me with the content that I make. So if you want to do that, you can do that. But anyway, I will see you next week. Thanks for being part of the podcast family.